Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Conscious Infinity with Rebecca Wiley, heard here every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific. Rebecca is an integrative medicine practitioner and medical intuitive blessed with psychic abilities and a passion for holistic healing. She's trained in several healing modalities and has founded her own called Zero Point Activations. Tune in to hear weekly Conscious Infinity conversations with Rebecca and her special guests from around the world. Let's welcome Rebecca back to News for the Soul Radio now.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Nicole. Thank you for having me back. Today, I have Kristen, a student and a colleague, with me, and we're going to be talking about light language and our journey to light language and how we've been using it in our everyday lives and how it's helped us tremendously. Kristen, are you here?
I'm here.
Okay, welcome. Okay, so...
Hi.
So I'm going to begin by giving everyone a good understanding of how important light language is. I just came back from Costa Rica from my honeymoon, and we were in a little town that spoke primarily Spanish, and I do not know Spanish. And being a communicator and being in the healing world and being a psychologist previously in my life, that was my basis of communicating, was with words. And I remember thinking, you know, my husband wants to live here half the time. I don't even know the language. How am I going to fit in? I'm going to feel so lost, and how am I going to be useful? And that's when the idea of light language came in, because light language is something that we all universally know on a soul level that bypasses the brain and goes directly into the heart. It's the ultimate way that we are all eventually going to be communicating, no matter what 3D language we speak. The one thing about light language that was a misconception for me when I first started to study it was, you think of language and you think of speaking with your mouth and your tongue, which with light language you do. But I've learned through my own channeling and even the way it unfolded in my life that light language is speaking with your hands, speaking with frequency, speaking multidimensionally. And yes, you can use your words, but it's more a language of the heart. It is the ultimate way to connect that heart-brain barrier. So I want to begin by just going into how I first noticed light languaging and how it started to change my life. My guides have always communicated with me, like throughout my entire life, and it's through the birth of my 3-year-old daughter that I think everything really came together. I remember getting a message that I was supposed to receive some sort of scrolls of language, like geometrical shapes, and geometrical shapes are a part of light language as well. And I wasn't sure where I was going to get these from or how or what it even meant, really, but I was at a holistic fair in Ohio, and I had actually had a little thing going on myself where I was giving readings and healings, and my 3-month-old daughter was there with me at the time. And I was drawn to the other side of the room, and there was a lot of Brian Flores's work. And there was a medium who was, and Brian Flores, he channels light language and communicates through light language, very galactical. But there was a medium there who was asking everybody what they were drawn to through his work. And when they would show her, she would start speaking that language and connecting them to the starseed beings that were representing that language. And I went to the other side of the room and just totally got lost in that world. I remember feeling like, I'm home. Like, I don't care about my booth. Like, I'm actually at home. For the first time in such a long time, I felt like I really belonged somewhere. Well, I went to the lady and I was like, I picked out a certain language. I think it was from the Timbers is what it was called. And I told her, I said, well, I'm supposed to be receiving some sort of downloads, like scrolls of ancient information. And I'm wondering if, you know, I can go ahead and request this. And, you know, she was speaking with her hands too, because light language is speaking with your hands as well. And my three-month-old daughter at the time, she was sitting there and she started speaking with the medium. And I mean, the whole, like, there was a whole group around them at that point, because my daughter was laughing and obviously communicating with her hands with this woman. And the woman was speaking both in tongue and with her hands. Eventually I ended up getting the downloads, which were, you know, through geometrical shapes and sounds and light that I've used since then. But that was such a huge awakening for me. And then I channeled Awake, which is my academy that I have now, Academy of Wealth, Alchemy, and Kinetic Energy. And I remember the guides telling me the all-seeing hand is extremely important. And I had really, you know, I Googled it. I'm like, okay, what are they talking about? Didn't really know, but they were like, the hand is so, so important. It's so healing. And did a module on the all-seeing hand, but also within my academy, I did several meditations that weren't me. Like, there are transmissions of frequencies and energies. And throughout the course, I didn't really even know what was going to happen with it until I myself started involuntarily speaking with my hands. Like, I would just, my hands would start moving and doing its own thing. And then my students would start to recognize this as well. And they started speaking with their hands and healing people. So I thought, wow, there's really something to this. And what I noticed was, what happens is when you harness the ability to speak light language, it comes into layers. And this is where it's so cool, because it really has that observer effect. So if you're watching a video on someone speaking light language, and they're usually doing it with their hands and their words and frequencies, you know, there could be 3 million people watching that video, and everybody is going to get what they need out of it, because it's the observation effect. The person who is observing and who is receiving will know what their intention is on a higher level and be healed where they need to be healed. And then they can listen to the exact same video and get another healing. And it just keeps going and going and going. One of the most important things I think that people should know about light language as well is, I noticed it coming into my heart. And remember, this is the time where we need to start speaking light language. Whenever I would surrender, so 99% of spirituality is surrender. So when you surrender and you let go, that's when the light language really starts to come through. And even listening to this right now, you can have the intention that I want to be activated. I want to speak light language. I want to understand light language. And it will start developing in your life. So to fast forward a little bit, you know, I knew that the DNA encoding right now is really, really important. And, you know, our DNA is light. So with the light language, you are definitely able to activate dormant DNA, but also it's like remembering. It's like the higher frequency starseed beings are trying to communicate with us and trying to give us their DNA frequencies. And when you accept the light language, basically you start to awaken to it, and amazing stuff happens. But the level of understanding that you get with light language is so different than human language. Because if someone says, what did you just say? And you speak light language, you're like, oh, you know, what you just said in one sentence is worldly. You know, it's like so much. And I remember the first time I was, you know, experimenting with my daughter, who now, fast forward, she was 2 years old, and her and I were doing ceremony together, and she started speaking light language to me, and it was just a day, it was a beautiful night. I mean, it was like stars were everywhere, and she started speaking a star language or a light language, and I understood her more than what I've ever understood any human being. I understood so deep what she was trying to say, what she was feeling, you know, what she was trying to portray to me. And then she reached behind my ear, and there was a lump behind my ear, which is strange. It just appeared out of nowhere. And she pushed on it, and all of a sudden I was able to speak light language. I was able to communicate with her. And what I've noticed is since then, when you accept the gift and download of being able to speak and hear and recognize light language, you can open up so much around you. It's like the intent to manifest anything that you want. It's magical. It opens up portals. So I've had a lot of my students in Awake talk about like how they wake up in the middle of the night and they're doing movements or they're, you know, doing things with their hands, opening up portals. And what you're doing is you're opening up portals to like essentially healing chambers in your life, like what you need to heal. And the cool thing about light language is it's like your higher self is speaking it. So your brain is so much out of the way and you can just start to go with that flow. But once again, we're talking about, you know, such deep layers of surrender, and you can actually really start to do that right now. And knowing that light language is multidimensional, a lot of people will say it sounds like it's like Arabic, or, you know, people are speaking tongues. It can sound many different ways, and there's many different forms of light language. There's angelic and elemental, you know, galactical, kind of alien light language, but that needs to come will come, you know, based on what your higher self actually needs. And one of the coolest things about light language that I noticed was the geometrical shapes of it. One time, you know, my daughter, I'm going to reference her a lot because she's just so magical. I was trying to tell someone what was going on with them. I was doing a healing, and I think I could tell that my own English words were getting in the way, but she looked at me and she came up to me and stuck a scrunchie in my mouth when I was talking as a way to tell me, like, shut up. And my eyes rolled back in my head, and I started seeing these magical geometrical shapes and symbols and colors just, you know, being downloaded into me as my eyes were rolling back. And I realized what she was trying to say was, this is how you express yourself. This is what just happened, you know, because I was trying to put it in English language, but she was showing me on such a deeper multidimensional level what had actually happened. And then I noticed that there was like kind of like an ancient brain that was communicating with, I guess, our earthly brain during that whole process of receiving that. And the inner ear, the eardrums, were very essential in being able to assimilate light language. So it's such a magical and beautiful, beautiful, beautiful process. But before, you know, I keep going on and on, I want to talk about Kristen, because Kristen, she's also channels light language. She speaks it, and she is probably the only, well, not the only, but like she definitely does things with her hands. Like, other than, like, you know, what I've seen, you know, with the people that I watch in the YouTube videos and my hands moving by themselves, she's one person that I've really seen use the light language. So I want her to also share her experiences with you guys as well. So Kristen, do you want to just begin by telling your experience of how light language came into your life and how you assimilated it and how you've been using it?
Yeah, I've just been kind of tracking kind of back in time of when this came in, and I came to the realization that it started happening years ago where I would just start humming constantly, humming and humming and humming songs that I knew that I wasn't even thinking about. I was just unconsciously humming and bringing these tones through, and it was almost driving me nuts. Like, I felt like I was a crazy person that was trying to comfort themselves. But then when I kind of sat with it and thought about it and tracked it, I started realizing that these different kind of multidimensional beings or energies were communicating with me and showing me that there's a different way to communicate. And when I took your course, and there was someone in the course that started talking about light language, and I started to explore that a little bit. And at first I was like, oh my gosh, that's just so weird. And it seems like gibberish and that kind of thing. And I know that where it started is I did a healing with you, and my guardian parents gave me this download and this gift of these kind of blue discs that they kind of installed into my hands. And immediately within a few hours My hand started moving during healings because I do healing sessions as a healer with people. Immediately, they just started having a mind of their own and started moving, and I didn't even know what they were doing. But I knew I was moving energy because I could feel so much powerful energy moving through my body, shooting out my hands, and just activating like this heat that would come out in my hands. And now, ever since then, I can't touch a thermostat really without like shocking it, or I'll wash my hands and I'll just have like this instant shock. So I know that like I have this kind of electromagnetic energy that's running through my body that has this kind of healing power. And then what happened later is I was doing a healing session with a friend, and we had been talking about it. And then all of a sudden, this pressure started coming into my head and into my ears, especially just this really strong pressure. And the guides or my guardians were telling me, you're going to start doing light language now. You're going to start speaking light language. And so they were just like, just do it. Just start speaking. Allow sounds to come through. Start allowing it to come through. And so I did, and it felt really strange and foreign and weird and almost like stupid, but I knew that I had to do it. I knew that this was not me doing this, that I wasn't making this up, that this power, this energy was coming through, and then I had to do it. And then as soon as that started coming through, then I would have to do it in the shower. I started creating meditations where I would create a subliminal light language track in the meditations, because from my understanding and what I understand about light language is that it's a perfect way to communicate, and that it does communicate heart to heart. There's no misconception or miscommunication with light language. It's almost like telepathy, but with sound.
Yeah. Wow. So, because there's two different questions I want to ask you. I guess I'll ask this one first. Because, you know, when I first started doing it, you know, it's always, you're thinking, what is the purpose and how is this changing my life? Because it's done at such a higher awareness and it's not bringing, that is a question, you know, because if you're doing a light language session with somebody and you're speaking light language to them, you know, how is that helping them? And, you know, first I want to begin with, what have you noticed with your own life? Like me, I noticed opening portals and you know, healing at different levels. I was able to recognize that in your own life, being gifted with, you know, the remembrance of this. How has that shifted you, and how have you used it personally?
Personally, it allows my ego and my conscious brain to get out of the way, where like the humanness, the human experience and that kind of stuff gets out of the way. And then I can just totally be in a flow of energy where it helps me to be a better healer. It helps me to communicate with guidance and with my angels and my guides better. It really just kind of has opened up a different world. Like you're talking about multidimensionality, it's multiverse. It's just so expansive that it shifts and changes everything. I've been caught doing it in my sleep by my husband, who doesn't really understand or know a lot of that, but he walked in when I was already asleep one night, and I was just speaking light language, and then at the end I said end of transmission, and he told me about it the next morning, and I was just cracking up because I knew that I was getting some type of information and download that was going to be useful. So to me, it feels like a connection to the cosmos and to more than just Earth, and that we're able to connect on this level of the heart and this perfect communication where nothing is misunderstood, so that what needs to be done on the earth field will be done, that it's helping raise the consciousness of all.
Okay. Okay. So I'm kind of really drawn to ask you this question for some reason, but like the collective is like, is that outwardly expression of who we are inwardly. So, what are the subtle differences that you have noticed in your life since accepting this light language, the flow of the energy around you? Do you feel safer? Do you feel more protected? Has it brought more of your soul tribe to you?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. It's weird being a starseed person and to grow up in, feeling strange and weird and foreign, and then to be able to connect with people who understand this and to be able to talk to people about it. I would say absolutely, if my soul tribe is growing, and because I have this frequency around me, I do feel safer, I feel more confident, I feel greater sense of alignment and sense of well-being, of knowing who I really are, that I'm not just earthling, that I'm a multidimensional, multiverse being with all of this connection to everything, to everyone, to the cosmos. And it's very grounding.
Okay. Okay, so now let's go to what you've noticed, you know, because you definitely work with your clients using light language, which is coming through the hands when, you know, you're moving your hands and speaking it. So when you're working with clients, how has that shifted your work with clients? And what is the difference between the way you used to work and how you're working now with light language?
It's funny that you ask that, because the way that I work, because I started as an emotion code, body code practitioner, which is a really wonderful modality, but I started feeling that there was more, that there has to be more than releasing layer upon layer upon layer of emotional energy. And I knew that there was a way to more quantumly speed up the healing, to kind of jump through the layers without creating any kind of healing crisis or anything like that, because I knew that there was a way to kind of jump time. And that's kind of what I feel like it's doing, is the movement of the hands, because I don't really know all the time. I can track it afterwards, but my hands just do what they do. They move, they rearrange things, they're reaching into other dimensional energies, they're pulling things through, where it really speeds up the healing and gets a lot done in less time. And so to me, I feel like it just kind of wipes out the time-space continuum, and that you're just kind of reaching into the multiverse, multidimensional energy, and you're pulling through what you need to, pulling out what you need to, just really like reweaving, reintegrating, reconstructing energy into different form. It's almost like being an artist and molding clay, but you're molding energy with your hands.
Yeah. Yeah, or even like you can solve it, but yet it's unsolvable. It's like it just keeps pulling and going and going. It's like it's just making the flow connect to make it mm-hmm. to make it even flow more into like the unknown.
Absolutely.
It's interesting you say that, because you know, the one thing with light language is it's future, past, present language all in one. So it is really doing everything that healers want to do. You know, it's collapsing timelines, it's doing the timeline therapy. And with you, do you feel like, because, you know, you and I had worked together in ceremonies doing, you know, our hand movements and stuff in the light language, and it's like we have really no idea what's going on. You know, like we do what we don't. We just let it go. It just flows. Do you mm-hmm. find that to be true for you, that you, like, I feel like a relief, like, this isn't me, it's maybe some really higher aspect of me, and I'm not even thinking with my brain, and that's awesome. Do you feel like that? Do you feel like it's been, like, a relief for you to use this in your healing?
Absolutely, because I am so much in my brain most of the time that it is a complete relief to not be in that space where I'm just completely in a different frame of mind. I'm completely in flow. I'm completely in energy. It feels amazing to be in that space and to move energy and to know, you know that it's doing something because you get the most phenomenal feedback from people. But you just feel like you're just this vehicle that allows this energy to come through.
Yes, yes. And I want to talk about some of your clients' reactions, but before I say that, because I haven't even really got to talk to you yet, you had worked with a mutual client yesterday, and when you were doing the languaging, she went into like hypnosis and went and fell asleep, as you remember. Well, I talked to her today, and what had happened is she does a lot of astral traveling, and she reacts to these downloads in her sleep. And this, so she has a nephew that's coming. He's not born yet, but obviously he's Starseed, or you know, one of the new souls. He actually was able to communicate with her very effectively through her sleep last night because of the languaging you had done with her. She could then communicate with him. So I did want to give you that feedback. That was awesome. But do you have a story or a client that you would like to share, you know, in reference to doing this work with one of your clients? We all like the paranormal.
Yeah, well, what's amazing to me is what will come through in a healing when I'm moving energy and they can feel it. Even though we're on the phone or on a Zoom call and I'm, you know, in a completely different state and I'm moving their energy and moving energy in their organs or changing things in their physical body, and they're just at the end just like, whoa, I can't believe I could feel that so intensely. It's really surprising to people that their energy can be moved on such a level to feel that change in like instant time, that they can just feel the energy moving. And you know, I've done this with my dogs where they both had heart murmurs, and I worked on both of them. And then when I took them back to the vet couldn't find any evidence of the heart murmur. I've had people tell me that, oh my gosh, my blood pressure went down. I went back to the doctor and my blood pressure is different. Those kinds of things. Oh, they had infertility issues and then they got pregnant. It's just amazing to me and awe-inspiring what energy can do. I can't take credit for it. I'm just super, super grateful that I'm being allowed to use my gifts in this way.
Yeah. Yeah, and what you describe, you know, it's like if you think about healing, where there is a higher frequency, you know, frequencies of unconditional love, which is completely the heart space, right? Physical disease can't exist. It just can't. So, or emotional or mental, spiritual disease, you know, that's where perfect balance and health is. And that's what light language is. It's the language of the heart. It's a way of bypassing the brain. But after it bypasses the brain, it then rewires the brain, which I like, because then that's accepting of the healing. But that's where you see all these amazing healings happen, because you're teaching the body to speak higher frequency language, which is essentially what we're doing right now. Is I believe we're taking the 5D and bringing it into the 3D, which would be heaven on earth, so that we don't have to die traumatic physical deaths. You know, we can have more of an awareness of crossing dimensions on our own. So, you know, physical disease is unable to live in that. So with your clients, when you do this with your clients, do you feel like they're remembering how to do this for themselves? What have their reactions been? Are they just kind of like in awe and then don't really know what to say about it?
Something that I've started doing is I've started having clients sing tones. And so they're bringing their own light language. It's kind of like in Theta Healing where Vianna Seibel talks about singing the song of the heart. And, you know, if your specific organ or your heart had a specific sound, what would that sound like? And just have them just start toning and send, like allowing the sound to come out, because it changes the frequency of the body. All of these tones and sounds and colors completely can change the vibration of the body. And when the vibration of the body is changed, then the illness or disease or imbalance cannot stay. So when someone has a broken heart or has a lot of trauma in their life, for them to sing and tone out the energies of their heart, and I can do that for them if they're too embarrassed to sing tones or that kind of thing, or I'll sing with them and just really tune into the frequency of their heart so that they can let it go. And we don't have to put a name or label on what it is that they're releasing, because we know that low frequency is usually fear-based. It just has different names to it, like anger or insecurity or overwhelm, those kinds of things. But if you just can kind of sing out the tones, then it changes the frequency of the body. And the higher the frequency of the body is, the less likely it is to contract any disease, create a disease. You're not susceptible to viral energy or bacterial energy. If you think about it, when you're really, really happy and in love, you don't get sick. You just don't. You just really feel amazing in your body. You don't gain weight. You actually lose weight because everything is in this kind of beautiful flow. And so staying in those higher frequencies is going to be completely life-changing for the physical body and physical manifestation.
Definitely. What I've also noticed about the light language is the way it interacts with the quantum fields. So, you know, just the realization, you know, and you can call it codes of light or whatever, but it's actually light language, just the realization that it works on so many different levels. It's not just, you know, sound. It's not just, you know, light. It's everything combined. It is frequency, you know, has really, really shifted me. But, you know, I had one time where I was working with clients, and I was in ceremony once again, and I went into a tent because I was told to sleep outside, and I didn't know why. And I was lying down, and my good friend was with me, and she was really wanting me to do a healing on her, this guy that she liked, her boyfriend. And, you know, I was like, yeah. And then I kind of just fell asleep. And then I knew that these frequency beings were outside of the tent. It was so bizarre. But all of a sudden, I got really cold, and that's something I wanted to ask you too, is I get really cold when this happens to me, when I'm getting light language downloaded into me. And I saw a whole bunch of symbols and colors, and then my body, this is where the quantum fields come in, started to move on its own, like kind of convulsing, but it wasn't bad. It felt good. It was like I was protected. It was like I could feel myself shifting through quantum fields, like I was trying to shake something off my body or release something. But I was told the story of this guy's DNA that I was working on, and I was very accurate with the story. It had a lot to do with, you know, sexual abuse, and I basically shift through all that. But then after I did that, you know, I was doing a healing for him, which was probably, you know, he's a reflection of me, everybody is, so doing a healing for myself. Went outside the tent. There was a fire actually going that it had went out, but then it restarted during all this. Purged everything that was no longer useful, and then the fire went out. And so what I've noticed is when you digest the light language and you assimilate it, it's working with the quantum fields of the body, because the DNA is light, and it's working with the DNA to release lower frequencies that are no longer useful, and then basically like recalibrating your entire body. Have you noticed any experiences like that with yourself or with clients?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When I'm getting downloaded with higher frequencies or light language, I start feeling like I'm freezing to death, and I start shivering. And it feels very weird, but I know that there's nothing wrong. Like, there's this knowing within yourself that nothing is wrong. You're just like, whoa, this is weird. And then you were like, you realize that you're getting this information coming in, light codes, downloads, sacred geometries that are being installed into your DNA. And what I like to do when that happens, when I'm starting to feel downloaded, because you feel kind of floaty too, and you don't feel super grounded. So I would get in an Epsom salt bath and just kind of allow everything to integrate into my body. And the way that I see this happening in the light language coming in and being used in healing, I was just kind of shown a vision of it. You know how DNA replicates and how the strands kind of pull apart. What happens is your energies that are connected to lower frequency grids are kind of pulled from those lower frequency grids, and then they're reconnected to higher frequency grids. So it's like a restructuring and a reorganizing of your energy. So it's like you're being up-leveled in a video game or something, where you're being pulled off of this lower frequency. You've kind of met your goal in this lower frequency level, and then you're pulled from that, and then you're kind of hooked up to this higher frequency grid to work through what's there and to receive kind of the higher frequency energies and gifts that are there. So it's really super cool and fascinating just to tap into that energy and kind of see what's going on.
Yes. And intent with light languaging is everything, because, you know, if you ask for light language, you ask for those transmissions, you're going to receive them, but your intent is crucial to what happens with it. So I just want to, for some reason, I'm kind of drawn to tell everybody that intent is very, very important. So, you know, I feel like now is a good time within the world to surrender and go into the field of the heart so that we can start speaking to each other in the way that we need to. You know, with this one gentleman that I was working with, and I'll tell you how I was able to guide him, I guess, to the right intent and how to use the light language, it was like the day after that happened to me in the tent. So I was carrying the morphic field of it for sure. But, you know, he was actually a doctor in the emergency room, but he was having issues with his father. Like, he was just having stuff going on with his father, like emotional issues. And I said, where do you feel that at, like in your body? And he was saying, you know, right around his root/solar plexus chakras. And I said, bring your consciousness and awareness there, intent, breathe into that. And then we started doing the light language work with the hands and some sounds. He drops the computer and, you know, because we were on a Zoom call, but he dropped it down in that area so I could see him, like, and he was just shaking and, like, moving, and he did not know what was happening, because after it was over, he was like, I am so sorry. And he was like, no, that's fine. I was like, whatever that was just totally, totally worked on your prostate. And then he said, oh, my gosh, my dad has prostate cancer. So that's where, you know, he's having issues with his dad emotionally. It took him to that area, and he had healed that pattern of prostate cancer because that's what needed healed. So just even bringing your consciousness and awareness to what you want to heal or what you want to shift, and harnessing the light language is amazing. It really is shifting those quantum fields of energy. Another thing with the whole COVID thing, and you can tell me, Kristen, what you think of this, is I've been getting a huge message that if you think of COVID, you know, there's duality to everything. There's good and bad. It's all about breathing. That's what you hear with COVID, respiratory, respiratory, respiratory. One of the things we're doing now, if you think about light language and combining the 5D and the 3D, is breath. Breath. Breath is, you know, in our 3D world, we think of that as oxygen, right? But angels and, you know, creator, God, source, what breath is that dimension using? It's not oxygen, it's life force. So one of the things that we are supposed to be learning as humans right now, breathe in life force breath. Intent, you just say, as I breathe, I'm breathing in life force breath as well as oxygen. And it's going to allow us to breathe through higher dimensions, through higher frequencies, and heal the body. Is that breath is really, really important. So I believe COVID helps. You know, when someone gets COVID, what I've noticed with the few people that I know who have had it, is after they have it, they're like on top of the world. They're like, I feel so much better. Like, my sister was like jumping all around being like, I don't know why, I'm just so hyper. I feel like what it did was purge some of her shadow stuff. Like it purged the lower vibrational frequencies as she was learning to breathe in the life force. And I think that that is a vehicle for some people to learn how to breathe in life force. So one of the things about COVID, in order to prevent that, it would be like just breathe life force in, get in the heart space, you know, and release shadow energies without having to get sick. Have you noticed anything in reference to that, like with your clients and breathing at all lately?
Well, I've noticed a lot of people complaining that they feel like they can't breathe. So within that, I think that there is some resistance to these higher frequency energies where they don't feel ready maybe to move into those higher dimensional frequencies. They're buying into the collective fear that people are feeling about COVID. And what I've really noticed with people is that the less fear that you have about getting this disease, either the less intense it will be if you get it or you won't get it at all. And that's really what I've been noticing a lot of people complaining that they can't get a deep breath, a lot of panic, a lot of that kind of thing. And I feel like the collective energy feels that way a lot. But what I'm noticing with people is that they really are truly, and this is where COVID has been useful, that everyone is kind of going within because they have no other choice, because everyone's kind of been shut down in their homes and they have to face their stuff. And what I'm noticing that is that everyone's really deepest, like childhood energies, memories, all these memories are just kind of resurfacing. It's like getting down to the bottom of the barrel of emotional energies that we've been holding on to that need to be released. And it's all coming to the surface and it's all coming to the top, and that we can just kind of let it go so that we can allow these higher frequency energies in. And that's a great thing about all this, as kind of terrible it has been for people, is to use this time to embrace who you are, let go of what no longer serves you, and to kind of get into this flow of breathing in the life force energy, of really accepting it as your true authentic way of being, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And the life force energy, you know, I read a book by Grumbo Mukhijadak a while ago, and he had said, you know, the first breath we take is through the pineal and perineum, you know, as when we're born, and then we forget to breathe that way. You know, we don't take full body breaths anymore. We're just thinking that we're breathing through the nose and mouth. And when we realize that, you know, we can do the full body breath, like all the chakras are breathing, that is, once again, a great way to assimilate the light language, you know, the heart breath, and to be able to heal. And I'd actually, you know, if people wonder how you can practice it, what I did was I practiced it while swimming underwater, and I was actually able to hold my breath, so like be able to be underwater so much longer doing this. I was like, I'm breathing life force, I don't need oxygen. And I would practice it to the point where my kids would be like, Mom, we were scared, we didn't think you were going to come up, you know. But that's an excellent way to practice such really good results with it. And then something I want to also talk about, you know, we have a few minutes, is with, you know, we're talking, light language is basically everything. It's like that communication through the heart space, you know, higher self into humanity, connecting us all, even the higher frequency starseed beings, you know, it's like, it's the language of the way to be. It's the language of bringing your heaven to earth. So, you know, with that, realizing that we're all one is, you know, manipulating quantum fields of energy, movement, hand, it goes right into shape-shifting. And you were actually with me on this trip, and my daughter taught me this as well. I was having breathing difficulties when we were in Arizona. We went to that birthing canal cave, you remember that, and we were sitting up there, mm-hmm. and I was like, for some reason, I can't breathe. It felt like someone was taking my ribs and squeezing them together. It just felt like I couldn't breathe in this body. Like there was so much breath trying to come out, I was like constricted. So my daughter looks at me and she just says, oh, Mommy, you need to be a tiger right now. And she licks her finger and starts painting me to be a tiger. Like, she's singing whispers and everything. And all of a sudden, my body just, I can't even explain it. It was like I was a tiger. It's like I shifted into a tiger form, started to, like, rebirth through the womb, and then I could breathe. It was like I was trying to rebirth something. But where I'm going with this is we also need to have the intent that when we breathe life force, we can shift into whatever we need. That's shape-shifting. We can be a tiger. We can be a bird. We can be whatever we need to be. But my higher self is the one that knew I needed to be a tiger. And apparently I didn't see it, but she did. You know, and it's like all we have to do is just ask in order to shape-shift with this light language, with the life force breath. Ask what we need to be, and we'll become it. And I think that's part of the things we're doing with our hands or opening up portals and moving in the middle of the night. We are shape-shifting into what we need to be. Have you noticed that at all about shape-shifting lately? Have you had any experiences with that?
What's really, really interesting is it will just come through in healing sessions with people, like the download, the energy of shape-shifting. And there's all these different morphic field energies that are coming in that is gifting us with whatever we need. So, for example, mermaid energy has come through in the last year for me, or dolphin energy. And you can kind of look at the soul symbology of that energy, but you can also make your own interpretation of that. Is just really paying attention to what morphic fields are coming in. A lot of superhero stuff comes in for me. Mm-hmm. And so if a specific superhero comes in, then I kind of do a little research, and I don't base everything on what I'm reading on the internet, but it's a springboard into, okay, what does this mean for me, and what can I bring in? Because I want to bring in this magic that is available to us, that we've kind of forgotten that we have, that we can access, because we have access to absolutely everything. We're completely unlimited beings. Mm-hmm. And anything that exists in any dimension, in any realm, we have access to it because we are all one and we are connected to everything. But we forget that. We forget that we're connected to everything, and we think that we're separate from these special miraculous miracle powers. And so, all of this stuff comes in.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's what it means by we're multidimensional, right? We have access to anything that's possible. You know, if we can think about it, then we can create it. So it's a wonderful thing to remember, and it's awesome to know that we're at the perfect time right now. If you were to give advice to people who want to be able to bring this into their lives, like people out there that may be listening saying, I want to speak light language, I want to, you know, embody this stuff, what would your advice to them on how to do it?
The first thing is to drop down into your heart space and kind of feel really centered and aligned, and you can ask for it. You can call into your presence guides and beings that are of higher dimensional realities, and call them in and ask them to gift you with light language. And what's interesting to me is it doesn't always come through sounding the same. Sometimes it sounds like bug language. Sometimes it sounds very ethereal, like angels. And sometimes it sounds like Charlie Brown's teacher, like the wah, wah, wah sound. It's all very different, but it's all perfect. It's all divine. It does what it needs to do. And that's the thing, too, is to not judge what comes through in your sound. For some reason, I keep thinking about years ago when I was obsessed with near-death experiences, and one of the common threads in near-death experiences is that the spirits speak through telepathy. They don't speak with their mouths, and really what they're doing is they're speaking through frequency, and that's what light language is. It's just speaking through frequency and the frequency of the heart, so you're not misunderstood. And really, everyone has this gift. Everyone has the ability to be psychic. Everybody has the ability to be a healer or to heal them, to heal themselves, because all healing is self-healing, as you say. So, you know, if you ask, you shall receive. That's the bottom line. You just get yourself into your heart space. You open yourself up to what comes through. You surrender to what's coming through. Accept the gifts that you're being given. Open yourself to receiving, and you will.
Yes, and I do know that sometimes, like I even know for myself, it's strange, but I hear this a lot with the light language. When I started speaking it, like I did this meditation that's on my website. I think it's called like a New Earth or something like that. I didn't even remember speaking light language. Like I just didn't remember doing it. And this guy contacted me and he's like, I was listening to your meditation and I got, when you started speaking light language, he said it threw me off because you were completely speaking normal. Then you started speaking light language and he goes, but then I quickly surrendered into it and it really helped. But when he said that to me, I got like a level of panic, like, oh my gosh, now he thinks I'm really weird. And I think that's a lot what people have to get through is that whole, this is weird, this is different. You know, that was one of the things for me is no, you know, you're not weird. You're, embrace it. Did you go through that period with yourself where you thought it was weird?
Yeah, I think I'm still going through it a little bit where I'm just like, am I crazy? Because it does sound weird sometimes. But then when you really kind of settle, like get past that self-judgment and that self-doubt, you're just like, yeah, this is really happening. This is something that's coming through. I accept this, and can I please have more?
Yeah, yeah. And it felt, and I've definitely felt that in other areas, like when I was doing my spiritual evolution, but for some reason the light language triggered it more than anything. And so that's very interesting because I think when you embrace the light language, you're really purging some shadow stuff. Like, you know, really, really, really purging that whole I'm weird, you know, what are people going to think of me? So, you know, that's where I, like, I'm definitely encouraging people to just, you know, just one day even relax and get in your heart space and just channeling just means you just let yourself be and start speaking whatever comes to you. I know my sister and I did that when we were really little. We just called it pig Latin. You know, we were like, but we were actually speaking stuff. And it was funny because it would bring joy to us. So I think it's really cool right now for everybody to practice that, tap into the morphic field of it, because it's a worldly communication of unconditional love. And what better time to do it, like right now, and to allow ourselves to heal. So it's like, you know, the one thing I teach through Awake, the Academy of Wealth, Alchemy, and Kinetic Energy is, let's just talk about money. We're in a new frequency of money now. Like that old frequency of draconian control, no, that's not where we're at. We are shifting to authenticity. Life is purpose and purpose is life. Let's be passionate. The universe will take care of us, you know, protection and safety. So right now is the time to really do all of this. Anyways, Kristen, just in case somebody, you know, wants to get a hold of you and wants a light language session and a healing, which you're fabulous at, can you, you know, tell them your, once again, your name and the website to go to?
Yeah, of course. My name is Kristen Pelzinski, and my website is called energychangeseverything.com, energy changes everything. And that's truly what I believe is everything is energy, and when you change your energy, everything changes.
Energychangeseverything.com. Thank you so much, Kristen, for being my guest today, and I will definitely talk to you later. Thank you, everybody, for having me on the show again, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week and weekend, and I'll see you at next week's show. Thank you. Bye-bye.
News for the Soul Radio will begin its 24th year of broadcasting in January 2021. After nearly a quarter of a century of grassroots investigation and exploration into the unknown and lesser-known realms to discover what's really real and what's really possible, with News for the Soul founder journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm, we now find ourselves here in this pivotal moment in human history. Staying in our power and in our hearts is more crucial than ever. We are continuing to work 24/7 at News for the Soul to uncover truths and techniques to best maneuver through challenging times. We are increasing our broadcasting hours to support and serve in the highest way possible. Tune in daily to discover hosts and radio shows, and also to hear Nicole Marie's latest cutting-edge interviews with luminaries of our times speaking to what's happening in our world today. From a conscious perspective, community, consciousness, and positive empowered focus are crucial. We are here for you. Go to newsforthesoul.com to find out more.
That's newsforthesoul.com, and spread the word so others can avail themselves to this free resource as well. That's newsforthesoul.com.